Saw an interesting thing in the state of Florida. They voted to allow convicted felons to be able to regain their right to vote again automatically. Mm-hmm. Now, previously, the felons had to petition the governor to get their right back, and there was a backlog. It took like 5 years, and they said, oh, this isn't right. These people should get their rights back. They've paid their debt to society. Now, I bring it up because I grew up in Florida. Right. So whenever I had like my high school classes and we had a class called CPS or Comparative Political Systems.
Yeah.
And they would actually go and they would teach us that that was one of the things that if you committed a felony crime, you would lose your right to vote.
Right.
And so that was part of why you were like, okay, you don't want to do this. But I'm wondering about the wisdom of all of this because I just read a story about a convicted felon who did not appear to be truly
reformed
or rehabilitated. Mm-hmm. This woman is in Salt Lake City, and she was arrested for embezzling more than $134,000 from her company.
Wow.
Now, here's the crazy part. She was using the money that she was embezzling from this company to pay back another company that she had been arrested for embezzling from in 2009 to 2013.
What?
Wow.
So she had been caught embezzling back in 2013, and she had stolen $170,000. She was convicted of communications fraud and theft and ordered to pay it back. So the way she paid it back was to embezzle from her new job.
So someone trusted her with a new job.
Well, unless they didn't do a good background check, I guess.
Well, at least she's hardworking. Trying to pay that other money back.
Right.
But these are people you don't want to vote.
Well, exactly.
Is that what
she's
saying?
She shouldn't have voted. I mean, because she's probably not going to vote for the right things either.
Mm.
But she's now facing 3 felony charges for embezzling from the spa. And she will probably be convicted and have to pay this money back too, which means she's going to be looking for work again soon. So if you need a bookkeeper, this lady would be good. Now, it's also interesting because we know people who have dealt with this here in the upstate. They've had a company. They found out someone was embezzling from them. And they go back through their records and they find out that they've lost tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. And that's money that should have been coming in and wasn't. And they're sitting here maybe struggling to make the business work and wondering why they're not quite getting those, you know, the money in that they had hoped to get in. And it's their bookkeeper who's been scamming them the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have a way of knowing it because the bookkeeper is changing the numbers and they just think less is coming in than is actually coming in, or they think it's being spent on things that it's not. And this person takes their money.
And it's a really nice person who's been working there for a long time that you knew you could trust until you're bankrupt.
But you would think, though, someone would have checked the background check there.
On this one, it does seem odd that no one realized that she had been, an embezzler before. Maybe they said, you know what, she's paid her debt to society and we're going to give her another chance.
Well, you know, my mom, she does like the Walmart H&R stuff.
The H&R block stuff.
the HR stuff, you know, where she hires and fires people. And she's been doing that for years. And she says it's so funny because someone will come in with a job and they will have like a criminal record. And like she was interviewing some guy the other day and she had mentioned, like, I noticed here that you have a criminal record here. Oh, I forgot about that. The guy said, I forgot about that.
Forgot about when I was in jail.
Okay.
That's kind of funny.
I was trying to sneak by.
Well, I wouldn't tell anyone either.
Yeah.
Hey, at least it didn't say which time.
Yeah. Which embezzlement was that one?
But, that is kind of sad, Heidi, because as you mentioned, it sounded like maybe someone was giving her another chance.
Yeah.
Or maybe they didn't know about it.
But, you know, going back to what you were saying, like giving the prisoners a right to vote.
Right.
Like, do you feel like they should have a right to vote? I think in certain situations, maybe. But
And that's the way it was. You would petition and you would explain why you felt like you should.
Right, because there's consequences for whatever crime you did.
Right.
And that's, you know, you got to take some of those rights away if it's big enough.
But then again, our whole system is based on reform, you know.
Well, is it though? I think that's what they say, but do we really think that prisons are very good at rehabilitating people?
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, there's some prisoners need to be voting and other people shouldn't.
Right. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I'm just saying there's some people that have a right to vote now.
that shouldn't.
All the people that disagree with me.
Oh. I'm not sure how I feel about that either. But, yeah, it is. It's disturbing that someone would do that. But then again, it's funny, too, because, I mean, that's a funny joke. Okay. Yeah. They're like, yeah, she embezzled from one job to pay off her embezzling from another job.
That is kind of funny.
If she can do it three times, I have to say she deserves some kind of an award.